presents The Bob Hope Show, transcribed direct from Hollywood with Les Brown and his band of renown. For Jello, yours truly, Bill Goodwin. Our singing star, Margaret Whiting. Our special guest, Mickey Rooney. And here he is, Bob Hope.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Here I am again for good old Jell-O. Isn't science wonderful? Now, with just a flick of your radio switch, you can get Bob Hope in six delicious flavors. I made that statement 2 months ago, and I received 6,000 letters asking, why is the top flavor always lemon? But Jell-O and I have a nice arrangement. I tell a joke and get a laugh, and they pay me a salary. That gives them the last laugh. But I don't mind, because you're really buying that ever-loving product. And don't forget the name, Jell-O. I know one woman who went in the grocery store and said, I want some of that stuff Bob Hope gives out with Over the Air. And the grocer sold her a bushel of eggplants. I don't get it myself. But anyway, we're moving the product. That's what they tell us. I understand them. I'm especially effective at selling the pudding and pie filling. In fact, I'm selling so much of it at Jell-O headquarters in New York, they now refer to me as the West Coast Pudding Head. Old Robbo, the Pudding Head, they call him. I had a note from the Jell-O company this morning saying spring is officially here. It wasn't worded quite that way. I asked for a paycheck, and they said, this is the first Robin. Now is the time of the year when housewives are thinking about spring cleaning. There's a wonderful new vacuum cleaner with every conceivable gadget to assist you. In fact, as soon as your wife buys it, a special arm comes out and grabs a salesman who sold it to her and throws him out of the house. It's spring cleaning time down in Washington, too. At the Treasury Department, they're getting rid of worn-out dollar bills. Some of that money is so old, Washington's wig has a spit curl. And you can kind of smell spring out here. We're having wonderful weather out here right now. Clear days and fine, balmy evenings. Except that we've been having a few flashes of heat lightning over Beverly Hills ever since Jack Benny paid his income tax. And over in Nevada, they're having their annual spring games with a giant-size atom bomb they're using now. They call it Button Button, What Became of the County? Yes, sir, the atom bomb test went off with a terrific roar. And a drunk at a bar in Las Vegas slapped the bartender in the back and said, make the next one just like that. The atom test was top secret. A week before, the Army had MPs crawling around the desert blindfolding gophers. It was really secret. The evening before the test, the moon couldn't come over the mountain without an overnight pass. And the atom blasts are 400 miles away, but the way our houses are built in California, that's still not enough. The blasts have only started, and already half the drugstores here are out of Scotch tape. A government expert advises that every time the sky lights up, grab something solid. I've already had 4 dates with Marjorie Maine.
And his band of renown with a song that's as mellow as a bowl full of Jell-O.
Now's the time for Jell-O. Now's the time for Jell-O. Such delicious shimmering dish, J-E-L-L-O. My Aunt Mabel wears a sable when she's dining out. She don't eat taters or tomatoes, she'll just sit and shout. Hey, now's the time for Jell-O. Now's the time for Jell-O. When at home or when you roam, eat J-E-L-L-O.
Is this the place? It looks like the place. Must be the place. Hey, Schimmelhauser, that's a Shane song, but what's with this peepapa stuff? Let's do this with the leader singer on the Flugelmob. Shall we, Dale?
Thank you. Oh, that's nice. Oh, I like that Wiener Schnitzel on the Oompa. Oh, I love it. Now I show you.
Uncle Otto had a motto, and Mr. Sour Button. Then this fellow tasted jello, the button's now forgotten. Now's the time for cello. Now's the time for cello. It's popular, it's wunderbar, it's J-E-L-L-O.
That's great, Dad. Only let's live a little like this. Little Willie was a silly, hits get meals to play. But not today, he's on his way when he hears mother say,
now's the time for jello, now's the time for jello. Mothers know that youngsters go for J-E-L-L-O.
J-E-L-L-O!
Well, sir, ladies and gentlemen, the new Paramount picture, Off Limits, starring Bob Hope and Mickey Rooney, is about to have its world premiere in Washington, D.C. Now, of course, Bob is used to taking off for any place in the world at a moment's notice. And when I dropped in at his house in North Hollywood this morning, he was busy packing.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the wiggly tail. Ho, ho, ho!
Bob, how can you be so casual?
What do you mean, Bill?
Well, look, you're flying all the way across the country to Washington today. You're not even half packed yet.
Oh, I don't have to pack very much when I go to Washington.
Why not?
Well, everything I own is already there. Hey, zip up that garment bag for me, will you, Bill?
Oh, sure. Say, you're taking quite a few suits with you, Rob.
Well, in Washington, you have to be prepared. You know, there's my business suit in case I meet a senator, my full dress suit in case I meet the president.
Mm. Well, what's the idea of taking this old, worn-out, ragged suit?
Well, you never know when you meet a Democrat. Come in.
Say, Bob.
Oh, come in, Colonel. Say, Bill, this is Colonel Harkins. He was technical advisor on our picture.
Well, how do you do, Colonel?
How do you do? Bob, it's 2300 hours. Time to start for the airport.
I'm almost ready, sir.
Now, here is the detailed schedule for your departure. We leave here at 11:38. Arrive International Airport 12:01. Mm-hmm. Proceed to ticket office at 12:03. Check baggage at 12:16. Buy magazines 12:22. Enter washroom at 12:23. Wash hands and police up. 12:25, cross waiting room to exit gate and...
Hold it. I'm not with you.
What's the matter?
I got my finger caught in the roller towel.
To continue, you're booked on United Flight 27. Takeoff time, 12:29. Land El Paso, Texas, 2:51. Land at Waco, 4:23. Land at Mobile, Alabama, 5:17. Land at Washington Airport, 7:22. Correction, I meant 7:32.
Well, watch it. I had my landing gear down.
Well, you better get started, Bob. Mickey Rooney will meet you at the airport, and he'll have both your plane tickets.
Okay, Bill. So long. Hey, goodbye, Colonel, and thank you very much for all your help. By the way, is there anything I can do for you in Washington?
As a matter of fact, there is. I wish you'd take a message to my girlfriend in the Navy Department. She's a lieutenant in the Waves.
Why, Colonel...
You won't have any trouble locating her. Just go up to the fourth floor of Naval Operations and ask for Torpedo Mabel.
Torpedo Mabel?
You can't miss her. She's built like a submarine.
Okay, I'll say hello to her for you. So long, everybody.
Attention, please. Attention. North American Airlines, Flight 17, now departing Gate 5. All aboard, please.
Gee, there's only 5 minutes till plane time. I'd better find Mickey with those tickets. Oh, there he is. Hey, Mickey!
Hi, Bob. By the way, I'm passing out cigars today. Here, have one.
Oh, well, thanks, Mickey. Congratulations. Is it a boy or a girl?
I don't know. All cigars look alike to me.
You mean you're not having...
No, nothing like that.
No. And what's the occasion?
We're just celebrating the opening of our new picture, Off Limits. I always get a big charge out of going to a premiere.
Me too, Mickey. I'll never forget the last time I went to the opening in one of my pictures. The invitation said, white tie and tails. I created a sensation.
Why a sensation?
Nobody said anything about pants.
Gee, you know what, Bob? I can't tell you how good it is to see you.
Oh, thanks.
What have you been doing since you worked in my picture?
Oh, whose picture?
My, off limits, you know, my picture.
I thought I made a rather a large contribution to that epic.
Oh, you did, you did. You weren't bad at all. I may use you again sometime.
I could drop a package of Lifesavers over your head and roll you right out of here. You know?
I guess we can get on the plane now, Bob. Here's our gate right here. Come on.
Oh, Mr. Rooney.
Yes, dear.
Mr. Rooney.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm Luella Gable of the Farewell Traveler radio show here at the airport.
Oh.
We're on the air right now. Would you and Mr. Hope say a few words into our microphone?
We sure will, dear. Folks, we're on our way to a premiere of our new picture, Off Limits.
Tell me, where is the premiere of your picture being held?
In Washington, tonight.
Tonight? Goodness, isn't that amazing? How fast a person can get around by plane these days.
Yes, I can make a personal appearance in Washington, tell my jokes, and 12 hours later be back here.
Hiding under the pier at Santa Monica.
Quiet, you wrinkled Jimmy Boyd.
Mr. Rooney,
yes.
I think you're one of the most versatile people in Hollywood. You write songs, dance, sing, you're
True.
An expert mimic,
True.
And on top of all that, there's your picture career.
You're right, Miss Gable. Acting is just one of the many talents through which I became such a well-known and beloved personality in the show world.
For further details, call the Wilson Ham Company.
Bob, will you stop pushing me away from the microphone? You always have to hog the spotlight.
Me hog the spotlight?
Yes.
Are you kidding? When we were making Off Limits, you tried to steal every scene from me.
Oh, what? Mr. Rooney wouldn't do that.
Oh, no. In my big scene, I was just about to kiss Marilyn Maxwell, and our boy here stepped under a fan so the propeller on his beanie would whirl.
I did no such thing.
Don't tell me. That propeller whirled so fast, you took off twice.
Let me tell you something. With you around, it was the only way I could get near the camera.
That's a fine thing to say to a guy who got you your first job in Hollywood.
You got Mr. Rooney his first job in Hollywood?
Yes, at a car wash. He used to crawl into the glove compartments with a vacuum cleaner. And that's not the only thing that burns me up. I tell you...
Attention, please. Last call for United Flight 27 to Washington.
That's us, 27. That's a... Come on, Bob, let's go.
Here's Maggie Whiting with Les Brown and the boys doing Tell Me Your Mind. Come in, Maggie. Maggie.
Have you served a Jell-O salad lately?
Please, Bill, don't shout. I've got a headache.
Really? Well, maybe you're suffering from capsulary dilatomatic fugititis.
Well, I am a little pooped. I'll admit that.
Or, Bob, it could be tipomania. Stick out your tongue. Nice. Now, turn it over. But...
This I'd like to see. Bill, I can't turn my tongue over.
Aha, just as I thought, tipomania. What you need is a Jell-O salad.
Will that cure it?
No, Rob, but if we don't get to the commercial pretty quick, you'll have a real headache. Girls, have you served a Jell-O salad lately? You know, Jell-O salads really brighten up a meal.
They really do. A Jell-O salad will brighten up a meal so much you can do away with the candles, providing you have electric lights.
And the whole family loves Jell-O salads. Yet they're easy to prepare. Fix your Jell-O salad ahead of time, and it's out of the way by mealtime. You can make real glamour salads with lemon or lime Jell-O gelatin and a few leftovers. And Jell-O salads are so colorful that everyone says ooh and ah when you set it on the table.
I don't. I say pass the Jell-O salad and eat it real quick while everybody else is saying ooh and ah. These Jell-O salads are delicious.
Have you served a Jell-O salad lately? Pick up several boxes of Jell-O gelatin at your grocer's and treat your family to a Jell-O salad tomorrow. They'll love it. And now let's get back to Bob and Mickey Rooney on their way to Washington for the premiere of their new picture, Off Limits.
Fasten seatbelts, please. We land at Washington Airport in 5 minutes. Fasten your seatbelts.
Oh, stewardess, would you help me fasten my seatbelt?
Well, I'll be glad to. Mr. Hope.
What's the matter?
You're not supposed to fasten the belt around me, too.
I'm just trying to be friendly.
We land in a few minutes. Wake up. Wake up, Mr. Rooney.
Thank you, miss. Guess I fell asleep.
This is Washington, folks. Please remain in your seats until the plane stops moving.
Say, the stewardess is waiting at the door to say goodbye. Let's go, Mickey.
Yeah, she's a real, real nice girl. Say, Bob, did you tell her you're with the FBI?
Of course not. What gave you that idea?
Well, she says you pinch more people than J. Edgar Hoover.
I just try to be friendly, that's all.
Watch your step, please.
Well, goodbye, my dear, and thank you very much for the nice service.
Goodbye, Mr. Rooney. See you again, Mr. Rooney.
Thank you, dear.
It's been nice having you with us, Mr. Rooney.
You're so sweet.
It's a wonder you don't name the plane Mr. Rooney.
Oh, no, Mr. Hope. I think it would be more appropriate to name the plane after you.
Oh, you do? Why?
One of the motors is missing.
Just a minute. Nobody talks to me like that. You're lucky you're a girl.
I've taken boxing lessons.
Then I'm lucky you're a girl.
Come on, Bob. Let's get a cab and get to the hotel. Come on.
All right, let's go.
Hey, this hotel is really jumping. Think we can get rooms, Bob?
Mickey, you're with me.
That's what I mean.
Quiet, or I'll hide your elevator shoes and you'll be back staring at dachshunds. Hey, let's see if this desk clerk can take care of me. Oh, clerk!
Yes, sir?
Clerk, is there any way I can get a nice room here for about $6?
Yes, sir, there's one way.
What's that?
By adding $20 to it. I'm sorry we don't have accommodations right now. We're all filled up. Front boy, front.
Yes, sir?
Show these gentlemen to the sidewalk.
Now, wait a minute. Bob, just let me talk to the clerk for a moment, will you, please?
Okay, take it.
Yeah. Pardon me, sir, but we've flown all the way across the country today, and we're pretty done in.
Why, it's Mickey Rooney. I'm sorry I didn't recognize you, Mr. Rooney.
Quite all right, sir.
I'll have a very nice suite prepared for you immediately.
Thank you so much.
Will you both occupy it, or do you want an adjoining room for your father?
Father? Careful, or I'll put your head under your little bell and ding you to death. to anybody later.
Well, Bob, look, it looks as though we've got rooms. Yes. When that clerk recognized me, he really came through fast, didn't he, huh?
Come on, let's go over to the elevator.
And how about that stewardess on the plane? I really knock him dead, don't I, huh,
Come
Bob?
On,
huh?
Let's go.
Even that woman who interviewed us way back in the airport in L.A., she thought I was pretty hot stuff, remember, huh?
Step into the elevator.
Okay, I would... Hey, wait a minute! Wait a minute, the elevator isn't here yet. Why, I could have fallen down that shaft and broken my head open. What's the idea?
I'm just trying to be friendly.
Oh, Bob. Bob, you're too big a man to be jealous. Besides, I got some good news for you.
Don't tell me you've been drafted.
No, listen to me. I've got a double date for us tonight. Remember, with that cute stewardess on the plane and a friend of hers. We'll take him to the premiere of Off Limits. Let's get cleaned up now, and we'll meet him here in the cocktail lounge at 8 o'clock, okay?
Right, Mickey. See you later.
Yeah, see you.
Where's Bob, Mickey?
He ought to be here any minute, Maggie. Did you tell your girlfriend Melinda here about Bob?
Uh-huh. I told her that Bob is tall and quite good-looking and very friendly. You think you're going to like him a lot, don't you, Melinda?
Yes, indeed. He sounds real crazy.
Yeah. Bob here, he's really a big-time guy, too. Snappy dresser, good dancer, big spender. And he uses nothing but Cadillac transmission grease in his hair, believe me.
He better be pretty good, Sonny. I had an invitation tonight to a Gaylord Houser health lecture and bingo bash.
I can't understand what's delaying Bob.
Oh, dear, I feel a draft.
Oh, you do? Well, can I... May I bring you your coat, dear?
No, I'll be right back, children. I'll just go get my shawl.
Yeah. Say, Maggie, what's the idea of getting the Grandma Moses type for Bob? You'll think I framed this whole thing.
Well, I'm sorry, Mickey, but gee, you didn't give me much notice. Well, she was the only one who could get ready the last minute. Mm.
She looks like she's been ready for the last century. Look, Maggie, look.
Shh, here comes Bob now.
Oh, yes.
Hey, hi, everybody.
Well, here we all are. Hey, where's my girl?
She'll be right along in a minute, Bob.
Oh, swell. Tell me more about her. What's she like?
She's a nice kid. Well, I'd say she was just your type.
Oh, she's a knockout, huh?
Well, I'd say she's a knockout, sort of a knocked-out knockout.
Well, come on, tell me more about her. How old is she?
Well, she's how old are you, Bob?
Never mind.
That's how old she is.
Listen, I'd like to know what's going...
Well, here I am again, children.
Who's this?
This Bob here, she's your date, Bob.
This is my date?
That's right, Dream Boy.
Melinda, dear, this is Bob, this is Melinda.
Glad to know you, Sonny.
Brother, I feel like I ordered caviar and got hit in the face with a wet barracuda.
Oh, now stop fussing.
Well, I'm sorry.
That's better. Now sit down and let's get acquainted, Satch.
Satch?
I think we're going to have a wonderful date together.
Why pick me? Is Lionel Barrymore busy tonight? Mickey, you said we were double dating a couple of girls who worked for an airline.
That's right, Sonny. I work for an airline.
Which one are you, Wilbur or Orville?
Here's the lineup for the evening, girls. We'll have a drink, then we'll all go to the premiere of our picture, Off Limits. And then we'll go to a nightclub for dinner and dancing. How does that sound?
Oh, wonderful. Hmm? Now you're talking, Buster. Love that Rooney boy. I dig his type.
Well, what about my type?
You look like you've already been dug.
Excuse me, Melinda. Say, Mickey, can I have a word with you privately?
Oh, certainly, sir.
Look, I can't spend a whole evening with Mother McCree. I'm leaving.
Wait a minute. You can't walk out like this, Bob. What will I say?
Well, tell him anything. Tell him I've gone up to my room to unpack my Jell-O. So
long. Yeah, I'll...
Gee, it's great to be out here in the open air. I hope Melinda isn't offended, but after all, how can a woman of 72 have any fun with a man of 29? She ought to get acquainted with someone her own age. I know. I'll introduce her to Crosby. Gee, what a swell night this is.
Going in now. There's seating in the balcony of mezzanine. No waiting.
Gee, this is where our picture Off Limits is playing. I've seen it 54 times. It would be silly to see it again. One ticket, please.
How far down, please?
Gee, the theater's crowded. About halfway, miss.
Here you are. Fifth seat in.
Oh, thank you. Excuse me. Excuse me. Pardon me. Pardon me. Please pardon me. Is this seat taken?
No, sit right down, Sonny. I've been waiting for you.
Memory. Thanks very much to Mickey Rooney for a wonderful job. Didn't he do a fine show, huh? Gene Morgan never fails us. Grand job. Maggie and Bill and everybody else. Bob Sweeney and all the boys. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, Easter is almost with us, and it's time to give a moment's thought to those who are less fortunate than ourselves. It's part of our tradition to think that every child in our great country has an equal chance to be strong and healthy. And self-supporting. But we know that some children do not have this chance because they're crippled. We must give these children help if they are to become useful members of our community. One of the ways we can offer them this chance is by giving generously to Easter Seals. Send your contribution to this wonderful cause to Crippled Children in Care of your local post office. And remember, some child will thank you tomorrow for your help today. Good night.
Lady, have you heard about the exciting new pick-of-the-pantry suppers? They're the minute rice way to grand one-dish meals, ready in less than 15 minutes. Here's all you need. One package minute rice, one can condensed soup, one cup of canned fish, fowl, or meat. Or you may use any leftovers, eggs, or cheese. Only pre-cooked minute rice makes these meals so fast, so delicious. Try pick-of-the-pantry suppers. Get the recipe and the large minute rice package at your grocer's.
Be sure to listen to the Bob Hope Show next week from Hollywood with our special guest, Ann Baxter. Mickey Rooney is currently being seen in Columbia's picture, All Ashore, can soon be seen in Paramount's Off Limits. Jell-O has brought you the Bob Hope Show, written by Larry Marks and Norman Sullivan, and transcribed direct from Hollywood, California. Jell-O is a registered trademark of General Foods.